I'm Cassie, and this is all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week. What a week it's been, following the announcement from Metallica that they've postponed their Australian and New Zealand dates of the Worldwide World Tour. Band members Lars, Rob and Kirk announced on social media that frontman James Hetfield has re-entered rehab. We got a man who knows his metal, Hard and Heavy host Iron Hayden, for his take on it all.
Now, back in the 80s, they were known as Alcoholica, so that kind of sets the tone for what the guy's trying to put behind him. And how easy do you think that is when you're on the road and you're touring and there's no such thing as a normal life, right? So, we do wish James Hetfield the very best. If you've seen the Some Kind of Monster documentary, of course you have, you know that he was in such a bad state that they weren't even sure if he was coming back to the band, let alone coming back to make the St. Anger album.
Ticket holders are encouraged to visit Metallica.com for refund details. Fans have been understanding and have sent their well wishes to James in this time. We wish him all the best in his recovery, and we're looking forward to seeing Metallica Down Under when they're ready. All October, we're celebrating Australian music and wrapping it up with a big party in Australia's music capital, Melbourne. We've convinced The Angels, Baby Animals, Diesel and Boom Crash Opera to play our Oztober Garage session later this month. Check out the Triple M app and website on how to win your way to this Aussie music celebration. We've also got Aussie music icon Dave Gleeson hosting the Oztober Lunch every day, bringing in his Aussie music mates for a chat and playing some choice Oz tunes. Talking about AC/DC this week, Gleeso gave us his two cents on the current state of the band.
There's all rumours at the moment who's on the new album. They're recording at the moment. I think Phil Rudd has been let out of New Zealand to go over and record with him. I'm pretty sure Brian Johnson's back on board and they're doing some stuff with him. And there's people going, oh, they should retire. Retire from what?
No,
from selling out shows around the world. I don't think that is anything they're going to be doing anytime soon.
Don't miss Gleeso with Matty O from British India hosting Lunch this Oztober. We've got the first view of the new music video from Scott Darlow for his new single, Forgotten Australia, that you can hear all this Oztober. We reckon the new clip could be picked up by Tourism Australia. It beautifully showcases our great country. Good news for ELO fans, Jeff Lynne has announced a new ELO record from out of nowhere. Like, has literally been announced from out of nowhere. The first album in 4 years is set for release on November 1st, with the title track out now. Can they hurry up and invent the teleporter so we can get to gigs all over the world? We have so much FOMO from last week's Rock in Rio festival in Brazil. Punk rock favourites Weezer covered Nirvana's Lithium, and Dave Grohl, who was waiting out the back to take the stage with the Foo Fighters, was brought to tears listening to the performance. It's a special one, and you can watch it online now. Speaking of the Foo Fighters, they've just announced they're working on their 10th studio album. The band have opened up the vault this past month, releasing rare and previously unheard tracks. So we're expecting an old-school throwback from the band after this trip down memory lane. We'll have more on the new record from the Fooey soon. Well, the AFL Grand Final came and went, and poor old Dean Lewis copped it on social media following his performance after the big game. Say what you want, but we reckon he did all right. Although, nothing can top hearing Paul Kelly singing Leaps and Bounds at the MCG. You ask and you shall receive. Triple M Hard and Heavy is here for your non-stop Hard and Heavy fix. For all of October, Hard and Heavy is playing back-to-back Metallica to celebrate the biggest heavy band in the world. You can listen on your digital radio and on the Triple M app now. In Excess fans, is this what you need? Their huge 1991 Wembley Stadium concert is getting a cinematic release. The gig is coming to cinemas for one night only in November, and tickets are available to pre-order now. After selling out dates in New Zealand, Jimmy Barnes has brought his Shutting Down Your Town national tour back to Australia, and he's bringing it to Triple M. Jimmy is giving us exclusive access to his soundcheck, and he's letting us share it with you all. Listen to Jimmy Barnes' soundcheck live on Triple M, Tuesday 8th of October at 1 p.m. for Oztober. If you haven't, do yourself a favour and get his new album, My Criminal Record. It's out now. Give me the day. To catch up on all your Triple M rock interviews and news, subscribe on the Triple M app now. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M rock news this week.